paint them so they are nearly dead, but not totally. Mr. Freeman doesn't say a word to me about them. He just raises his eyebrows. One picture is so dark you can barely see the tree at all. We are all floundering. Ivy pulled clowns as her assignment. She tells Mr. Freeman she hates clowns. A clown scared her when she was a little girl, and it put her into therapy. Mr. Freeman says fear is a great place to begin art. Another girl whines that brain is just too gross a subject for her. She wants kittens or rainbows. Mr. Freeman throws his hands in the air. Enough! Please turn your attention to the bookshelves. We dutifully turn and stare. Books. This is art class. Why do we need books? If you are stumped, you may take some time to study the masters. He pulls out an armful. Kahlo, Monet, O'Keeffe, Pollock, Picasso, Dali. They did not complain about subject. They mined every subject for the root of its meaning. Of course, they didn't have a school board forcing them to paint with both hands tied behind their backs. They had patrons who understood the need to pay for basic things such as paper and paint. We groan. He's off on the school board thing again. The school board has cut his supply budget, telling him to make do with the stuff left over from last year. No new paint, no extra paper. He'll rant for the rest of the period, 43 minutes. The room is warm, filled with sun and paint fumes. Three kids fall dead asleep, eye twitches, snores, and everything.